Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, being joined now by Darren Sutton. Of course, you know him from Perfect Game TV, his Sunday night Sirius XM radio show as well. They had Cooper Pratt on, I believe it was, last year at one point, the Brewers prospect at shortstop. Darren, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's so great to connect with everyone back up in God's country, my friend. Thanks for reaching out.
So obviously got you on. I've had a chance to talk to Jim Paschke, had a chance to talk to Matt Vasgersian, wanted to get you on as well. And you guys all were on Brewers Unfiltered with Brian Anderson. You can download that on your Odyssey app today and check out that great roundtable conversation. Wanted to get you on to talk about, you know, back in the day, you and Rock, as we celebrate 30 years coming up on Friday night, and what that whole kind of time frame was like for you being in the booth with Bill.
It was incredible. Look, it was a learning time. Life is always learning if you're paying attention. But, you know, I was in my early 30s, maybe even over my skis, getting jumping from number two on radio with the Angels to number one in the booth and sitting next door to the greatest iconic announcer in the history of baseball, up there with Scully and Uke, and being comfortable and confident enough to talk to the people of Wisconsin. And Rock was a big part of that. You know, he had gotten his legs under him. He was no longer a former player. He was an announcer at that point. And, you know, he had worked with Matt, mentored Matt, certainly. And he did the same with me. And I said it on the podcast, that the best part about working with Bill was how dependable and how consistent he was. We did a lot of losing baseball together, but there was never a day that his effort waned. There was never a day he wasn't excited to be at the yard. And as a young announcer, even though I spent my life around the game, doing TV nightly is different. And as a young announcer, he kept me on point, man, and I'll always be grateful for that.
Yeah, when I talked to Matt, he said he was 29, had been toiling around in the minor leagues when he had that opportunity to go work with Bill. And he made a point of saying, if you can't work with him, you can't work with anybody in TV, because he just makes it so much easier for whoever they put in the booth with him. Can you explain more about that? I mean, you've had numerous different guys you've worked with over the course of your career, as far as what Matt means by that.
Yeah, I can explain it specifically. First of all, and you are, you know, an impactful and have been for a long time content creator, like, and host. When you're watching a ball game at home, when there is not chemistry between the two announcers, it's not that it ruins the game for you. You don't watch the game for the announcers. You watch it for the players. That being said, when there is chemistry and it's really good and there's trust, it's a good listen. You feel like, I want to go hang out with those guys and have a pint. I want to run into them someday and talk baseball. And that's what Bill created. It was a warm and welcoming environment. I kind of pride myself in doing that, but I'm going to look back and think I learned that from Bill. You know, if I wanted to go in a certain direction, I had a thought that I had researched or I saw something on the field, he's coming with me. You know, he's going to come on out, and even if it's sometimes go down on a plank, he's going to walk that plank with me. He's going to support me. And then I, in turn, am always doing the same for him. If he's talking more baseball vernacular, I'll go look up some numbers, some biographical stuff to go with them. So I know exactly what Matt means. And I said it too, and I've said it to many people that have asked me about Rock. It's not easy to do, you know, anywhere from when he started 65 all the way up to probably 150 games for 3 hours. That's 450 hours of live TV. And to always be present and to always say something. And I know that simplifies it, saying something, but it really is what it's about, like saying something, you know, repeating what you saw down on the field. Why was that a good swing? Why was that a bad swing? And to me, gosh, that's so understated for a really good, solid analyst. And Bill Schroeder's warm. Like, you want to hang out with him. You want to spend time with him. And he's been consistent, man. And that's what Matt means, too. He's been wildly consistent through his whole career. And to do it 3 decades, you know, is awesome. It's awesome that they're honoring him. The Brewers really get it now. I mean, they always have, but, man, they really, really get it. It's fun to be back.
I got to bring this up, Darren Sutton, because he was with Jim Paschke, and we talked with him. He was with Matt Vasgersian, obviously. He's with Brian Anderson now. But there was only one Buckethead Brigade, my man. I mean, there was only one where that really connected. Y'all were out in the seats with the fans, the whole deal. How did that come to be, and could you believe how that really took off?
Yeah, first of all, I couldn't believe it. Second of all, they weren't selling tickets. The team was not good. Season ticket base was low, and on a Tuesday night in Milwaukee, if it's the summertime, there's a lot of places you can be. It's gorgeous. If it's April, it's cold, so you're not going to drag down there. So they just weren't putting folks in the seats. And Tim Van Wagner, who was an amazing supervisor to Bill and I, just, yeah, just salt of the earth, man, put our heads together, and he gets credit for kind of birthing it, but you know, we leaned in on the fact that we, and Bill has never, ever worked with anybody since then with a head as big as his, but I'm right there with him. We leaned in on the nickname that we're a couple of bucket heads, and let's come. We'll give you a free T-shirt. It'll be colorful. It'll be fun. But the whole key will be you'll be part of a community. We're going to have fun out there. We'll come out a couple of times during the game, and darn if it didn't work, man. I mean, there'd be nights where you'd have, you know, an announced crowd of 16,000, but let's be honest, it was probably more like 9K. Spread all around the lower bowl, and we'd put 2K jammed in the corner in left field. And
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They were owning the yard noise-wise, so it was fun. I didn't realize this till recently, that there's actually a bar in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, called Buckethead Sports Bar and Grill, and it was literally born after the Buckethead Brigade was born, and they give credit to the Buckethead Brigade. They make the point that it's where you hang out. You hang out with your friends like they used to do at the Buckethead. So, hey, if the worst thing that comes out of it is a place to go drink and have a good time, then I'm all for it.
They need to figure out how to get you to that bar. That's what they need to figure out how to do. That needs to be done here at some point, I would think. At some point going forward, you two have got to make a pilgrimage up to Rhinelander and go check that out and have a brew up there. What about favorite memories? I mean, like you said, you know, it wasn't exactly a lot of great winning baseball or whatever else, but a favorite moment or two or call that you had during your time in Milwaukee?
Yeah, that's super easy, because even though it wasn't a lot of winning baseball, I was around for the birth of that run that was now a long time ago. Gosh, it's It's been, you know, that 07 team that was so special, 08 team right there. You know, I was not there for that. I'd gone out to Arizona by then. But I was there when Prince was born into the baseball world, and I got to call Prince's first home run. And, you know, Bill interviewed him when he first got to the big leagues down in Tampa. And to call that home run, something I'll never forget, to me, he was such a heart and soul of that team. Even when Ryan joined him, it was still Prince's clubhouse. He was really the soul of that team. That, number one, and the Ben Sheets 18 strikeout game, I actually just ran into his son at this event. I'm in Atlanta at Perfect Games Junior National Showcase, and his son, appropriately named Miller Sheets, was here participating.
Yes.
But that's how old I've gotten. But to go back and to think back to how good Ben Sheets was that day against the Atlanta Braves, and the tiniest of tiny roles that Bill and I played were just the narrators of that. That's a moment I'll never, and I mean never forget, Sheets' 18 strikeout game.
Were you on the call for the Bill Hall Mother's Day game?
Oh, that was my luckiest call ever. That was where I think I probably had a cold beverage on my mind, probably needed to get home to help my wife out with the kids, and we were dragging. And it was Mother's Day, right? You got to get home and do something nice,
right?
You know, for the mother of my kids, and, you know, wanted to do that, and it was extra innings, and I had a snidish kind of remark that was upbeat, but Bill Hall dug in. The game was dragging. I said, come on, Billy. Take that pink bat, knock one out of here, and let's go home. And the moment the words went out of my mouth and I paused, he knocked the next pitch out. So that's the luckiest call. That's right place, right time. And baseball world small, Bill Hall's at a field across the way coaching a travel ball team here. So, yes.
Jeez, you are surrounded by everybody, aren't you? I mean, Bill Hall is a guy that they were, at that point, that farm system wasn't all that good back when they were moving Bill Hall through the farm system quickly. He gets up to the major leagues, and they're like, we want you to play this position today. And then next week, let's move you over to this position and see what happens. Like, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then when you get this batch coming, and they're winning at every level, like you said, with Hardy, who's creating controversy in Arizona with his big baseball field in his backyard, and Ricky Weeks now, who is essentially the associate manager, bench coach, whatever you want to call him on this team, and fielder, and they're winning at every level. I remember back in the day where everybody was more concerned about what they were doing in the minors than maybe even what the Major League Baseball team was doing, because everybody was having dreams and aspirations of what that team was going to look like. And then when they get there, I remember, I think it was Corey Hart hit a monster shot and it was foul, and the whole place went crazy when he hit it. Just because it was Corey Hart and he's finally here. And like you talked about Prince Fielder, the anticipation of those guys coming up, I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah, and here's what it does to me, Sparky. It shines a light on the fan base, because if they're reacting like that and they're dialed in like that, the concept of hope and loyalty that I did not find in Arizona. I loved working in the market. I loved calling Diamondbacks games, but the relationship you have with the fans in Wisconsin's unmatched. And the way that they lean in on their team, and even if there is only 8, 10, 12 grand, that doesn't mean they're not watching, not caring, not discussing. It's just part of the fabric of the culture. And to me, and I make it clear, when I come back and lucky enough to visit, I feel like I'm home. I feel like I'm home. I've never been hugged by a community like I have been in Wisconsin. So kudos to the people there as sports fans. But that's how they react when the next wave is coming. They're fired up, man. And finally, we were able to talk about something besides the Packers, so that was fun.
Yes. No, they're fired up about this Brewers young group of outfielders and so forth right now well. One last one for you. I asked the same thing to Matt Vasgersian at the end. What were road trips like with Rock as you were traveling around the country?
The best ever. He would always have one or two with you after the game, but that'd be it. We never got into much trouble. Back then, we flew Midwest Express.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate chip cookies.
Bill was so big league. Like, he was so – now, he'd never act it or let you know it, but we would split a row, you know, leave the middle seat open, and underneath the middle seat, so underneath the middle seat, if you were to go there, was a drawer that should have been in the cart, the flight attendant's carts, and when you pull that drawer out, there were long neck Line and Kugels on ice.
Oh, man.
On our row, and they would tell us where our row was. Dude, let me make it clear. That wasn't because of me. That was because of the star. And if you don't think I was loyal to that man, because there was always a cold liney that was waiting for me in the middle seat, that sums up the road trips. They were owning the yard noise-wise. So It was fun. I didn't realize this till recently that there's actually a bar in Rhinelander, Wisconsin called Buckethead Sports Bar and Grill, and it was literally born after the Buckethead Brigade was born, and they give credit to the Buckethead Brigade. They make the point that it's where you hang out. You hang out with your friends like they used to do at the Buckethead. So, hey, if the worst thing that comes out of it is a place to go drink and have a good time, then I'm all for it.
They need to figure out how to get you to that bar. That's what they need to figure out how to do. That needs to be done here at some point, I would think. At some point going forward, you two have got to make a pilgrimage up to Rhinelander and go check that out and have a brew up there. What about favorite memories? I mean, like you said, you know, it wasn't exactly a lot of great winning baseball or whatever else, but a favorite moment or two or call that you had during your time in Milwaukee?
Yeah, that's super easy because even though it wasn't a lot of winning baseball, I was around for the birth of that run that was now a long time ago. Gosh, it's been, you know, that 07 team that was so special, 08 team right there. You know, I was not there for that. I'd gone out to Arizona by then. But I was there when Prince was born into the baseball world, and I got to call Prince's first home run. And, you know, Bill interviewed him when he first got to the big leagues down in Tampa. And to call that home run, something I'll never forget, to me, he was such a heart and soul of that team. Even when Ryan joined him, it was still Prince's clubhouse. He was really the soul of that team. That, number one, and the Ben Sheets 18 strikeout game, I actually just ran into his son at this event. I'm in Atlanta at Perfect Games Junior National Showcase. And his son, appropriately named Miller Sheets, was here participating.
Yes.
But that's how old I've gotten. But to go back and to think back to how good Ben Sheets was that day against the Atlanta Braves, and the tiniest of tiny roles that Bill and I played were just the narrators of that. That's a moment I'll never, and I mean never forget, Sheets' 18 strikeout game.
Were you on the call for the Bill Hall Mother's Day game?
Oh, that was my luckiest call ever. That was where... That was where I think I probably had a cold beverage on my mind, probably needed to get home to help my wife out with the kids, and we were dragging. And it was Mother's Day, right? You got to get home and do something nice,
right?
You know, for the mother of my kids, and, you know, wanted to do that, and it was extra innings, and I had a snidish kind of remark that was upbeat, but Bill Hall dug in, the game was dragging. I said, come on, Billy, take that pink bat, knock one out of here, and let's go home. And the moment the words went out of my mouth and I paused, he knocked the next pitch out. So that's the luckiest call. That's right place, right time. And baseball world small, Bill Hall's at a field across the way coaching a travel ball team here. So, yes.
Geez, you are surrounded by everybody, aren't you? I mean, Bill Hall is a guy that they were, at that point, that farm system wasn't all that good back when they were moving Bill Hall through the farm system quickly. He gets up to the major leagues, and they're like, we want you to play this position today. And then next week, let's move you over to this position and see what happens. Like, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then when you get this batch coming, and they're winning at every level, like you said, with Hardy, who's creating controversy in Arizona with his big baseball field in his backyard, and Ricky Weeks now, who is essentially the associate manager, bench coach, whatever you want to call him on this team, and fielder, and they're winning at every level. I remember back in the day where everybody was more concerned about what they were doing in the minors than maybe even what the Major League Baseball team was doing, because everybody was having dreams and aspirations of what that team was going to look like. And then when they get there, I remember, I think it was Corey Hart hit a monster shot and it was foul, and the whole place went crazy when he hit it. Just because it was Corey Hart and he's finally here. And like you talked about Prince Fielder, the anticipation of those guys coming up, I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah, and here's what it does to me, Sparky. It shines a light on the fan base, because if they're reacting like that and they're dialed in like that, the concept of hope and loyalty that I did not find in Arizona. I loved working in the market. I loved calling Diamondbacks games. But the relationship you have with the fans in Wisconsin's unmatched. And the way that they lean in on their team, and even if there is only 8, 10, 12 grand, that doesn't mean they're not watching, not caring, not discussing. It's just part of the fabric of the culture. And to me, and I make it clear, when I come back and lucky enough to visit, I feel like I'm home. I feel like I'm home. I've never been hugged by a community like I have been in Wisconsin. So kudos to the people there as sports fans, but that's how they react when the next wave is coming. They're fired up, man. And finally, we we were able to talk about something besides the Packers, so that was fun.
Yes. No doubt. They're fired up about this Brewers young group of outfielders and so forth right now well. One last one for you. I asked the same thing to Matt Vasgersian at the end. What were road trips like with Rock as you were traveling around the country?
The best ever. He would always have one or two with you after the game, but that'd be it. We never got into much trouble. Back then, we flew Midwest Express.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate chip cookies.
Bill was so big league. Like, he was so – now, he'd never act it or let you know it, but we would split a row, you know, leave the middle seat open, and underneath the middle seat, so underneath the middle seat, if you were to go there, was a drawer that should have been in the cart, the flight attendant's carts. And when you pull that drawer out, there were long neck Line and Kugels on ice.
Oh, man.
On our row, and they would tell us where our row was. Dude, let me make it clear. That wasn't because of me. That was because of the star. And if you don't think I was loyal to that man because there was always a cold liney that was waiting for me in the middle seat, that sums up the road trips with Rock. He was always smart about it, but, man, we had a great time. We really did.
By the time you got there, he had to have his favorite places to go on the road to eat and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, and there is no bigger creature of habit than Bill Schroeder. He's a ball player. He's the old catcher, right? He's total creatures of habit, knew his sandwich spot. I didn't always join him in the daytime. We'd always have a bite or a couple of beers after the game, but he had his spots. Like, the, you know, he was all, we always would tease him that he was, you know, in his 40s at that time, maybe 40s, maybe early 50s, going on 70, because he knew his spots, and he'd roll out and he'd go to his spots. He'd get his walk in, get his sandwich in. So, yeah, he knew all the places, but nothing topped the drawer of Miller products that was on the plane in our row that was ready for us.
That's a great story. Darren Sun at Perfect Game TV, as well as SiriusXM Radio on Sunday nights. Go ahead, promote away, man. Where can people find you?
Yeah, we love Perfect Game TV. It's an app. You can go ahead and grab the app. It's the future of baseball, like 70 live events a year, and we're everywhere. We're Roku TV and Amazon Prime. It's wonderful. I kind of built it, launched it around the baseball group Perfect Game, which has now 20-something hundred MLB alums. And then we have a show on Sunday night. It's the only amateur baseball show on MLB Network Radio. So those are my labors of love. It allows me to have a little more work-life balance than doing a, you know, 150 games on TV, which I cherished every moment. But I love my space in life now.
I love it. You do a great job. Darren, thanks so much for coming on, man. Truly appreciate it. And we all can't wait to watch the game on Friday night.
We can't wait to be there, man. What an honor.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.